From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Representative Antonio Delgado made his first statement about the substance of the report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller April 22nd, repeatedly saying he's, and I quote, troubled, end quote, by it, and saying he wants more testimony. Delgado said, opening a town hall meeting in Hoosick Falls, and I quote, I'm troubled by it for a number of reasons. I'm troubled by the fact that at the highest level, there's an acknowledgement that a foreign adversary, in a sweeping and systematic fashion, meddled in our election with the clear intent to undermine our democracy. He also said he was troubled by the president and by the attorney general. He did not utter the word impeachment, as others have since the report was released April 19th. The first-term congressman from Rhinebeck said, and I quote, there is still work to be done. We need to hear from Mueller. I need to understand what the discussions were with his team and the Department of Justice. Let's let the process happen. Let's get some testimony on the books and continue the investigation. This cannot ultimately be a partisan outcome. This cannot ultimately rest on this party says one thing, this party says another. If that's the outcome, it's not good for the country and it's not good for democracy, end quote. The town of Catskill released an official public statement April 23rd about the possibility of an incinerator ash dump in Catskill. The statement was read, but not by Town Supervisor Doreen Davis, at a public forum at the Catskill Community Center about the proposed project. And I quote, in response to calls from interest groups to address a potential sitting of a monofill in the town of Catskill, since 2016, the board of the town of Catskill and the public have received two presentations on monofills at regularly scheduled open board town meetings, which are streamed live and publicly archived. In two briefings, we were made aware that two private companies were in discussions about submitting an application for a permit involving a currently unused quarry in the town of Catskill. To date, no such application has been submitted. If it were to be received, we would continue our policy of treating every applicant equally, consistent with statutory requirements. The process would automatically trigger a series of regulatory and environmental reviews at federal, state, and local levels, including the Town of Catskill Planning and Zoning Boards. At this time, however, no such application has been received. End quote. Davis attended the event, but left midway through. Wheelabrator Technologies, one of the country's largest incineration companies, intends to build a large incinerator ash dump in a former quarry in Catskill near the Hudson River. The company is now in the process of applying for permits from the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. Under Wheelabrator's proposal, 445,000 tons of ash, potentially containing high levels of heavy metals and dioxins, would be transported on local roads, including US 9W. The village of Catskill could accept waste from the location near Route 9W. WGXE broadcast and created a live web stream of the community forum, and WGXE creates a web stream with the town of Catskill for town meetings. You can find a link to download or play the recording of the community forum on the WGXE newsroom webpage. Megan M. Dermont reports in the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle that in 2016, Columbia County had the state's second highest rate of marijuana arrest. The statistic comes from the Federal Bureau of Investigations data. Statewide, just 5% of arrests were for marijuana possession. Governor Andrew Cuomo has said that New York will pass a law to legalize recreational pot before the legislature adjourns in June. In 2016, 23% of arrests in Columbia County were for marijuana possession. In a county of 63,000, there were 1,729 total arrests that year, and 378 were for possessing cannabis. Columbia County only trailed Hamilton County, where 44% of arrests were for marijuana possession. Greene County had a 9.64% rate, Albany County 7.63%, Rensselaer County 10.3%, Ulster County 7.51%, and Dutchess County had a 7.11% rate. Read the full story in the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that Democrat Pat Ryan has raised more than $200,000 and Republican candidate Jack Hayes has raised less than $1,000 ahead of the April 30th Ulster County Executive Special Election. Both candidates have spent nearly everything they have raised, according to financial disclosure forms filed with the State Board of Elections. The two will have a second vote in the November 5th general election. Phoenicia resident Adia Lee reportedly has filed a complaint with the State Board of Elections about Hayes, claiming that he has failed to meet the 32-day filing requirement and properly register his campaign account with the state. Lee wrote in a letter dated April 9th, and I quote, "The voters of Ulster County have been denied their right to see who has funded Mr. Hayes' campaign and if his donations comply with the law. With the special election for Ulster County Executive only 3 weeks away, it is imperative that Mr. Hayes comply with New York State election law and conduct his campaign in a transparent manner," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.